The dot. The dot is the primary visual element in painting and drawing, especially in artistic works. It is the simplest element to work with, and its simplicity is what makes it so flexible. A dot is like a small shape. It has an outline, size and color. Dots aren't only round, they can take very different forms depending on the tool or object that originates them. There are two types of dots. Geometric dot. It's the point where two straight lines cross each other, and it's used in technical drawing. Artistic dot. It's the simplest element, and it's used in artistic works. The dot has a great visual strength and has always the power to catch our attention. As an abstract element, it's a resource used by graphic designers to create geometric compositions, digital images, textures, or mosaics. As a graphic element, its color, size, and position can serve to increase its value. These characteristics give the dot strong expressive capacities that can transmit emotions. According to its distribution in the composition, a point can transmit different sensations to us. A dot at the top of an image conveys imbalance. A dot at the bottom of the image transmits rest. A dot in the lower right corner conveys continuity. The expressive value of the dot is enhanced when it is multiplied in number, size, or shape. If they are organized in a composition, they could create feelings of grouping, dispersion, alignment, tension, or depth. Pointillism is an artistic technique that consists of painting only with points, giving them colors and thickness to give shapes and form patterns. Georges Seurat and Paul Signac developed the technique in 1886, branching from Impressionism. Pixel art is a form of digital art created through the use of software, where images are edited on a pixel level. The aesthetic for this kind of graphics comes from 8-bit and 16-bit computers and video game consoles. Pop art. Roy Lichtenstein is best known for his dotted, angst-filled comics featuring beautiful ladies in distress. He used various kinds of stencils with perforated dot patterns. He'd brush his paint across the top of the stencil, and the colors dropped through as perfect circles. Hyperrealism. Anne Karen Ferruns is a contemporary Norwegian artist best known for her hyperrealistic portraits, frequently of women, created through a process of perforating the surface of canvas, creating the illusion of spatial depth. Mosaic is decorating off a surface with designs made up of small pieces of material that have different colors, such as stone, mineral, glass, tile, or shell. Splattered is a technique that consists of splashing paint on a surface. They can be used from brushes or toothbrushes. Templates are used to protect certain parts. Stamping is a technique that is applied by impregnating an object with paint and then stamping it on a surface. You can use recycled objects like corks, sponges, or even your hands.